try to make this make through without coughing.
Jim, you've described the relationship Brian Dawkins has had with your players, in particular secondary, the impact he's had on some of these guys.
Well, he's been around from our training camp practice. He's not here every day, obviously, but he's around in training camp practice. He's a veteran player here that had a great career. And our players do a good job of being coached, but also getting information from a lot of different places. There's a lot of mentors, and, you know, I think that, if you're looking for some advice about a career path or advice about, something that's going on, there's great resources like Brian Dawkins that are in this building. So I think that that's, it's not coaching, but there's a lot more to players being successful than coaching, and Brian's a part of that. We also have a couple other guys on our staff that are long-time players. Tim Houck played a long time in the NFL. You wouldn't know it by looking at him, but that's why it commands so much respect from the players. Same thing with Philip Daniels. It commands a lot of respect. I got a lot of respect for guys that play 10 years in the league because you can't do that by accident. And, those are some of the resources that our guys will use.
It just seems like Corey Unland's, we watched it at training camp when Doc was with guys. He accepts it. He embraces it. Whatever kind of helps. A lot of coaches would be threatened or something. It seems like Corey's embraced it and welcomes it and has no problem with it. And I would think that's important for Doc, too.
Well, Corey's the secondary coach.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of position coaches would feel threatened if a Hall of Fame type guy is working with their guys after practice, but I'm just saying that wouldn't work if Corey wasn't.
Well, we know what they're being asked to do and what they're being coached to do. But again, there's a lot of different resources for players, and ex-players are one of those resources. Guys that have that have had long careers, that have experienced something. Maybe it's being injured, maybe it's being benched, maybe it's having a rough game. Those are things that ex-players have gone through, and I think that certainly helps perspective of players.
Jim, you've emphasized when guys get interceptions about finishing and scoring, and the players have talked a lot about that. Obviously, Patrick did a great job in the game. How do you motivate them to do that, and is there a way to practice it? Do you is this something show up on film?
First you got to have a playmaker's mentality, and you have to have the ability to score. And I think we have some guys that can do those. But it's something you start off with off OTAs and stuff like that. And anytime you pick up a ball or intercept the ball, we try to finish in the end zone. It certainly doesn't make our offense happy when it happens in practice. But we're just training ourselves to try to finish those plays. There's big plays in a game. And scoring on defense is a big, big special team score, really big game-changing type plays, and that one was. And I think we've all seen plays that, maybe you get knocked out at the 3-yard line or the 2-yard line, and, that was good defense that Minnesota had. Maybe they get a stop, and what could have been 7 was, all of a sudden 3. Patrick was able to get in the end zone and, be able to go. I think the harder thing with that, number one, it was tough to score. Picked up it doesn't look like a great block, but let me tell you what, a great block by Darby. Because, a little bit like field goal protection, any block is a good block. When you're a center fielder and any tackle is a good tackle, you don't get no style points. And Darby made that block that sprung him. And, he's taking a lot of grief for it because it didn't look great. But guess what? The guy didn't make the tackle. And it was 7 points, and it changed the game. And I was proud of his ability. Sometimes you can make bad decisions crossing the field. Patrick was in total command of that. He saw exactly what he knew exactly what he was doing, and it wasn't a risky choice for him to do that.
As a coach on the sideline during that play, what's going through your head? Are you able to contain your emotions as Patrick's running across the field?
I have no idea. I hate to be like mic'd up or a camera on me because I have no idea. I'm no idea what I look like, sound like, things I say. People say that I say things during the game, and I have no recollection. I'm probably speaking in tongues a little bit. I have no idea. I mean, I might have been still. I might have been jumping up and down, but I was just glad we scored a touchdown. I mean, that was a play. I mean, we didn't start off real good on defense and just had that penalty on special teams. They had good field position. You know, there was a lot of things that went into that. And, obviously that changed the game for us. And you know, after that, then wasn't much else to it.
Lots of players this year talk about recognition and stuff pre-snap. Is this a special group in that regard in terms of their preparation and football IQ?
It's a good group that way. We got some smart guys. They know what we do, which allows them to focus a little bit more on the opponent. We're not very complicated on defense. So rather than having a lot of layers there with what they need to do and what they need to communicate, they're able to concentrate a little bit more on the opponent. I don't know. It's a whole lot different than 31 other teams.
Jim, it seemed you didn't play much base defense after that first drive. Was that the product of what the Vikings were showing? Was it something about the game plan? And then on a bigger scale, how have you overcome the absence of Jordan Hicks?
Well, personnel matchups are something that's a little different for every game. I mean, it goes into just which personnel is on, not just what personnel is on in the game, but also the down and distance. You know, there's sometimes where we match big personnel with an extra backer. There's sometimes that we stay base. There have been times big personnels that we've been nickel because it's been third down. So, there was really no conscious effort to do anything other than try to keep us in good matchups and try to, some of it had to do with the running back that was in the game. Try to give ourselves the best chance to match up based on down and distance. I don't think there's any secret that, that most teams do something like that. So, the second part of it? Yeah, I think, Jordan brought a lot to our defense, was the quarterback of our defense and was a playmaker. And, I think one of the unsung stories of this season has been Nigel Bradham picking up that communication. Nigel's always been a fiery guy. Sometimes I think he runs about 5 extra miles trying to get to the pile to make sure he's delivering whatever message he's going to deliver. And it brings us a lot of energy. I mean, it really does. But that's a tough thing to do when, you got the coach speaking in your ear about, hey, remind this guy this, and we're going to this call, but check it to this if something else is going on. And he's done a really good job handling all that communication, and it's been fairly seamless. And, I think that that's really a credit to him, is how he's able to do that, been able to play a couple different positions. He's been multidimensional. We've had a lot of different players do that. Malcolm Jenkins, Nigel Bradham, Najee Good has played different positions for us. Patrick Robinson's played different positions. Jalen Watkins, guys like that in a game they've played more than one position. I think that's gone a little bit sort of unsung also, but it's helped us to deal with the loss of Jordan Hicks.
When you talk about the matchups, who does Amendola remind you of that you defended, and what makes him so unique in terms of trying to scheme
him? He plays inside. He plays outside. Smart player. I don't want to compare him to anybody else. I think I respect him enough to let his ability stand on its own. Probably defended him when he first came in with the Rams. He's had a great career. He's a tough guy to handle. He's quick. He's fast. He runs good routes. I mean, I don't know how many other positive things I could say about him, but he's a good player.
Speaking of respect, I know that you know Bill Belichick. How do you go about getting ready for this game, knowing that you're going up against the coach who's going to his 8th Super Bowl, trying to win a 6th, and not be, kind of let that get inside your head?
Yeah, I mean, when we get ready for a game, we're getting ready for the players that are on the field. I think that doesn't change regardless of which team you're playing. I owe a lot to Bill Belichick. He got my career started. First 3 years of my NFL career were with him in Cleveland. But yeah, that's the last thing that we'll be thinking about in preparation, and that's the last thing that any of these players, you think any of our players care that in 1993 I got hired as an unpaid intern? I mean, do you really think that they think that that's going to, they're just going out and playing. And, you know, we need to come up with a good plan. We need to execute. We need to keep in mind what we're good at, keep in mind our matchups, all those different things. And if we do a good enough job of that, then we'll be able to come out with a victory.
Does the same not apply to your experience versus Tom Brady as a coordinator and head coach? You've had some successes against him, some failures as well. Do you go back and look at those as well?
Yeah, I mean, you always look at other games that you played and stuff like that, but he's playing with a different cast of characters, and we're playing with a different cast of characters. And the game changes so much. You know, what we did in 2003 is, you know, the game's a lot different now. You know, I mean, you always want to sort of go back in the files a little bit and look at things that have been successful and things maybe that haven't been, things that they've had success with. But you also need to stay sort of current and stay with how they're handling things. I mean, they're going to look a lot different with, you know, with number 87 out there than with him not out there. They're going to look different with, you know, Brandon Cooks than with Cooks not out there. I think and I think same thing could be said for us. We play a little bit different. We're different this year than opposed to last year. We're probably different. A little bit different now than we were in the first game of the season. Everybody evolves, and you need to keep your strengths in mind as well as what the opponent's doing.
Jim, you have so many new guys on this defense who weren't here last year. Half your secondary guys up front, half your D line. What are the challenges of acclimating so many new pieces and still being able to play seamlessly like you have been?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because I didn't really feel like we have that many new guys. And I think that is a credit to the players that you transition quickly. It's no secret that we're not, we're not brain surgery on defense. I think that helps a little bit. The current players do a really good job of indoctrinating the new players and helping them along with their communication. Some of the additions we've made have been veteran players that have been through a lot of the same things, and it's not just a matter of learning. It's a matter of just picking up new terminology. Most of the techniques have been played before. I think being able to get up to – I've never really felt that we were a work in progress, so to speak. I never really felt like there was a time, you know, maybe after OTAs that our players didn't have command of what we did. And I think that's a great compliment to the players. It's a hard working bunch, not only physically, but also mentally. And that's shown.
What's the challenge of playing Tom Brady?
I think you'd have to put that challenge to playing the Patriots offense. You know, no player stands on his own. Mentioned Gronkowski, Cooks, you know, Amendola has been mentioned, you know, Hogan, White, I mean, there's Lewis, there's a million different guys in there. I mean, and I'm sure somebody will slight me or say something because I slighted somebody, but, you know, you can't just, the NFL in general, but particularly the Patriots, you can't scheme for one player. If you do, then they have plenty of other players that can make plays. You have to do a good job against their entire offense, and you can't really make it about one person.
What makes you weeks ago you run? As you watch him, what makes him so great?
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
I mean, just I think anybody is defined by wins, particularly quarterback. He has a lot of them, and then you can just go one layer up. Defined by championships, and he has a lot of those.
A few weeks ago, you referenced the home road splits. How do you view a neutral site game?
I've mentioned what?
The home road splits in terms of your defense, the way you play at home.
You're throwing terminology at me. Yeah, I just said we're better at home. News flash.
In terms of a neutral field game, how do you do? Is that more like a road game? I don't know.
I mean, I haven't played any neutral site games, so really don't know. I do know this, and I felt this after the game. I think everybody here felt how much the city celebrated with our team. And it's been a while since, you know, we've the Eagles have been in the Super Bowl. We haven't won one. And I think that the fans that are able to make it to Minneapolis, just like the fans that made it to Los Angeles and, you know, so many other places along the way for us, they'll turn it into a home crowd for us. And I think that's the great thing. I mean, our Eagles fans travel. It's tough travel. You know, Super Bowl's a tough ticket. But, you know, I think that we're going to see a lot of green, and we're going to hear a lot of people, you know, singing our fight song as opposed. So I'm hoping that it's not a neutral site. All right. Thanks.